All this time you were working on this ward then, Carlton, who was in charge?
Ah, a very nice gentleman, a very good foreman and a gentleman. His name was Reg Court. You know, I always looked up to him as one of the best foreman I've ever worked with, yeah, you know, because he was so good. He's good at his job, and he's quite considerate, like, you know, I mean, not to say you want help all the time, but if there's any advice or encouragement that you need, Reg will always give it to you. You know, he was one in a million. I don't know if you know him or Reg.
I certainly did. I worked under him during my apprenticeship.
Really? Well, I hope you've got the same good name for him as I have.
I've never heard a bad word said about him. Let's put it like that. Yes, he was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. He gave you all the encouragement you needed, didn't he?
Yes, yes, yeah.
Great. Right. Well, we talked about Reg. How about your workmates then, Carlton? Anything you'd like to say about them?
Oh, well, you know, sometimes you got to look back and you thought, oh, well, you know, sometimes it's good to work in these places because you meet people of all different capacity and thoughts and all that business. Now, there were two of them there, you know, and I used to describe them as Tom and Jerry because they were such comical people, that, you know. I don't know. Am I allowed to call somebody's name?
Yeah.
Do you remember Jerry Wyam?
I do.
Oh, well, I mean, you know what I'm talking about, don't you, Jerry? He was a proper wind-up merchant, wasn't he?
who was the other one, Carlton?
Ray.
Ray Smith?
Ray Smith, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I work with them, like, you know, and it was... You know, sometimes you think to yourself, well... you're going through hard times and all that business, but you have some people around you. I mean, they tend to lift your spirit. You know, the way they carry on. Like, you know, it was fun.
Great guys. Yes, I remember both of those when I was up there during my apprenticeship.
Yeah.
And there was another guy, I think, called Tony Franklin.
Yes, I know Tony, all right. Yes, yes, I don't know whether he's still around. I think Ray is still around, Ray Smith.
Tony isn't. Tony died some years ago.
Really?
Yes.
And Jerry's gone as well.
I don't know, didn't know about that.
Yeah, he went a few years ago, but I think Ray is still around. But what used to be such good fun was everybody know Jerry that well. And know his character and so on. And if you see a little crowd in the gangway, so many people stand in the gangway, Jerry would be in the middle. And of course, they're all having a go at him, like, you know, and he's taking them on one by one. It was fun, yeah. No, they used to be good at their job, but at the same time, you know, I never forget... going back to this gentleman, now there's another chap by the name of Carlton used to work there, Carlton Clark. And he was he's still a very religious person. And Jerry said to him one day, he said, you know something? You tell me about the flood. He said, Carlton said, what about the flood? He said, well, we've been told about the flood. Noah supposed to take the animals in the ark two by two. He said, no, you tell me, they're all those animals, they're all enemies to each other. He said, how did Noah keep them quiet? Typical Jerry. We had a good laugh over that.
Good question. Did you, you know, you mentioned your colleagues and all that. Did you ever have to work nights with them or is it just all day shift work?
I think I worked two weeks on nights there, or a very, very short period on nights. Yeah.
Not very good, is it?
Well, I never liked night work, really. You know, I never could sleep properly. Yeah.
A friend of mine used to say they were only fit for policemen and burglars.
Yeah, it's just common talk in engineering, isn't it?
Just changing the subject, Carlton, did you use the canteen at all or the tea trolley as it came around?
Yes, I can remember you, not the canteen so much, but I use a tea trolley. I remember one of the tea lady used to come around the trolley. Mrs. Boone? I think her name was Mrs. Boone. She used to come around, yeah, with the tea trolley. Yeah. I use that occasionally because, you know, being living close to the workplace, I mean, I used to come home for dinner break and all that business, no problem. Yeah.
How about, like, the social side of things, Carlton? Did you attend any functions or take part in any of the sporting activities at all?
Not really, but what I do remember clearly was that one of the canteen lady, I think it was the same Mrs. Boone I'm talking about now, they organized a trip to go to a medieval banquet, and that took place in Tewkesbury. So we went on that one, and oh, I tell you, that was fun. I've never seen anything like it. That was fun. Never forget that one. But no, the other sporting side of things, I never take part. Yeah, because they got a good cricket and rugby team there, didn't they? Yeah.
But I know there was interdepartment skittles, and I know there was a light machine shop team, because I played for the drone office.
Right.
And there was certainly a light machine shop side, but I can't remember any of the players, and I just wonder whether you may have been one of them.
No, not at all, no.
Right, back to Fieldings then, proper. Did you find it, I'm sure you're going to say yes to this, but did you find it a very happy place to work in?
Well, yes, I cannot fault the place in where social life is concerned. Yeah, because as I said, you know, you got a bunch of lads working with, like, you know, and they were all nice lads. The older ones, the younger ones, they were all nice lads. Yeah.
Were there any particularly sad moments along the way?
Well, I cannot remember one. I'm trying to think. I can't remember a sad moment. Well, the sad moment was when they made us redundant. That was a sad moment. And I felt, you know, I felt sorry about it all when it came to that, you know, because I thought, well, the Rolls Royce of Gloucester is going to fold up, you know. And I said, no, you know, I just couldn't. I didn't take too well. I felt sorry for all of us, but I felt sorry for Reg Court more than anybody else, because that gentleman, you know, I forget how many years he told me that he was there. And the day when we were called up for redundancy, I came home for my dinner break, didn't know anything about redundancy coming up. I went back in the afternoon to start work, and there and then they told us that we're redundant. So, and I said, oh my goodness. I mean, even Reg, like, I said, but hang on a minute. He's the foreman for so many years, like, you know, and, mustn't go back over this. Mustn't go back over this. That was the saddest part of everything. And really, I mean, when we always hear about Fielding and Platt, and we always thought of Fielding and Platt, it's the Rolls Royce of Gloucester, and that's going, you know. It wasn't very easy to digest.
Mm. Sad moments.
It was.
Just recapping a minute, Carlton. Where was the light machine shop situated, and did it move at all?
The light machine shop was situated. Is it Baker Street, the street that goes up there? Yes, to the. As you turn off, coming from the Bristol end off Southgate Street, you turn left, isn't it, into Baker Street. Well, the light machine shop was on your left, whereas the heavy machine shop was on your right. And if you remember, there was a rail track that comes through there, isn't it? Yeah.
That's right. That's it. Because prior to the machine shop being where you've just stated, it was on the first floor.
Oh.
And I just wondered if you ever worked up there at all.
No. When I got there, it was all in that location.
Okay. Well, this has been very interesting, Carlton. Is there anything else you'd like to ask or to say?
Yes, coming back to this picture here, I don't know how you describe it. I get to understand that this went all around the world.
It did indeed.
Yeah.
We should have put your name on there, shouldn't we?
Well, never mind. You know, I have a son in America. And he told me, well, of course, before he moved to America, he had one of these, like, you know, and that's along with his important documents and all that business. And he told me that where he was living, where he's living in Atlanta, he happened to be walking somewhere once and he saw a place, a sign marked Fielding and Platt. Yeah? Then he said, well, if that's Fielding and Platt, there must be an England, Gloucester connection. Inquisitively, he said, he walked in there and he started talking to somebody. And who did he meet in there? Bob Scott.
Yeah.
He said, he was talking to this gentleman and he said, my father worked at Fielding and Platt. And he said, yes, I know him very well, he said, Bob. And I can't remember, I think Bob was over there on some assignment, isn't it? And of course, he's back here now, isn't he? Yeah.
Yes.
So I remember the last exhibition you had down there, Bob brought this to me, yeah? And I said, well, I did have one, but I don't think it's in my position anymore. Because my son in America, he's got it. He works in engineering, and he's in charge of a little department. When I visited him in America a few years ago, and he took me to his workplace, and he said, look at that. He's got it stuck on his wall. Like he said, yeah, he said, everybody comes to, he said, he showed it to them. He said, this is coming from Gloucester. Yeah, real nice. Yeah.
Well, Carlton, it's been a pleasure coming here and listening to your reminiscences of the company. So all I can do now on behalf of Brian and myself is say thank you very much for your hospitality and your time.